This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department says a drone strike in Syria killed a leader of the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The military says three drones were involved in the operation in northwest Syria, searching for the militant Usama al-Muhajir. An official speaking on condition of anonymity says the Islamic State group leader was riding a motorcycle when he was spotted and struck. The military's not saying how it made the identification and that it doesn't think any civilians were killed, although there might have been an injury. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian-installed authorities in the Crimean Peninsula have reported shooting down a cruise missile near the city of Kerch and briefly suspending traffic on the Kerch Bridge that links the annexed territory to Russia. In the nearby Russian region of Rostov, authorities also reported shooting down a missile. Such attacks far beyond the front line have become common during the war in Ukraine that has just surpassed the 500-day mark. A video posted on Sudan's health ministry social media showed what appears to be bodies covered in blankets, victims of an airstrike on Saturday that is reported to have killed 22 people in Omdurman. Separately, the army said in a post on Facebook that special forces had killed 20 so-called rebel soldiers and destroyed their weaponry. A video posted by the Special Forces showed soldiers celebrating after the attack. It was unclear if both incidents were related, but according to statements from the Ministry of Health and the Sudanese Army, they both took place on July 8th. At least 1,133 people have been killed since the fighting started in April, according to the Federal Health Ministry. Find more news and information on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has finished her four-day trip to Beijing, where she met with parties to discuss issues ranging from trade, the environment, and spying. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Yellen's trip follows the Chinese spy balloon incident from earlier this year, where a high-altitude balloon traveled much of the United States and Canada. The U.S. ultimately shot down the craft, and the Chinese government called that an excessive reaction, a topic of discussion brought up by new Chinese Vice Premier Hala Fong at a meeting last week with Yellen. While a major diplomatic breakthrough wasn't expected by either country, Yellen's visit came amid a particularly turbulent time in relations. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
At least 300 people who were traveling on three migrant boats from Senegal to Spain's Canary Islands have disappeared, migrant aid group Walking Borders said on Sunday. The Canary Islands off the coast of West Africa have become the main destination for migrants trying to reach Spain, with a much smaller number also seeking to cross the Mediterranean Sea to the Spanish mainland. Summer is the busiest period for all attempted crossings. A popular energy drink backed by influencers is facing scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers and health experts over its potentially dangerous levels of caffeine and its appeal to children. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is asking the FDA to investigate Logan Paul and KSI's drink Prime for its health claims, marketing towards kids, and caffeine content, which equals six Coke cans or almost two Red Bulls.
The advertising campaign is targeted at kids.
Leslie Sloan says her 12-year-old son is influenced by Prime's social media campaigns.
He asked me to go to London because there are two flavors of Prime that are out in London.
Company representatives have defended Prime as clearly labeled not recommended for children under 18. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 15 people were killed in floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rains that battered northern India, with New Delhi receiving the most rainfall in decades, reports and officials said Sunday. Roads in several parts of the capital were submerged in knee-deep water as it was inundated with 153 millimeters of rain, the highest precipitation in a single day in July in 40 years. With at least another day of heavy rain forecast, authorities have ordered schools shut in New Delhi on Monday. The Press Trust of India News Agency reported Sunday that 15 people had been killed in the past 24 hours in six northern Indian states. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.